Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host for the next 3 hours. We are here for the next 3 hours until 1 o'clock. We're going to answer all of your real estate, home ownership, home selling, home buying, concrete, basement flood. We got student loan questions coming in. We've got Stephen A. Leahy calling in also. He was able to help out one of our listeners stop a tax sale with a bankruptcy. And I didn't know anything about that until Stephen told me while we were driving in a couple weeks ago that he could do that. And I couldn't help this caller, you know, this listener with their challenge. And we'll dive deeper into that later in the show. But the phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. We're going to do our intro with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. That is also the hotline for you to call and to text any question that you have about home ownership, home buying, home selling. If you have cracked concrete, if you have a cracked stoop, if you're just cracked, send us a picture. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have local real estate professionals, local real estate experts in here in the studio right now for the next 3 hours to help you. So let's go around the horn as we always do. Ladies first. Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity, not Amy Kite Realty, because I say that all the time when I do the promos. I've known Amy for 5 years, and I screw up her promo every single time.
Awesome. Today's a big day.
And at least I did it in front of her, which kind of like brings it full circle. How are you, Amy?
I'm awesome, thanks.
Real estate market, we're going to be talking about how you could sell almost any home because you've got a full Rolodex. You know, all you kids out there, Google Rolodex. That's the way us old folks used to do it. A full database, if you will, of buyers and investors. So you might not get full market value if you played the game, but if you want to get out quick, you've got resources to help our listeners take care of that.
Absolutely. We have lots of different options that we can go over.
And if our listeners want to reach you during the show or during the week, how do they do that?
847-877-9881 or at amywillsellyourhome.com.
The face of Robert Andreas and Son is no longer is down today. She's a little she's under the weather, so now we have to go back to we had to bring the veteran out of
senior.
The bullpen or the stable. Yeah. It depends on how you look at it.
Off the couch.
Byron Andreas from Robert Andreas. You're second generation.
Yes. So second. Sarah's third.
Second. You're second. Sarah's third. Sarah's right. A little under the weather. She's at home monitoring everything you say.
She's actually out there working with the guys, but she couldn't do the studio.
Okay.
Her voice is a little straggly. She called me this morning. Dad, you got to cover me.
Okay.
So now I got to cover her. So I guess things are turning.
How long has Robert Andreas been in business?
Over 65 years.
65 years. Your grandfather?
No, my dad.
Your dad was, I thought your grandfather was World War II.
No, my dad.
Your dad was World War II.
W-2 82nd Airborne.
Okay, sorry about that. He was a paratrooper.
Yes, he was.
Okay, so when he came back, he started the company with his brothers.
His brothers, back in the 50s, they were in business about 8 years. They broke up, and then they all went on their own ways, and my dad was basically a stonemason by trade. Then he got into concrete business in the late 60s and early 70s. My two older brothers got out of high school and got right into business, and my dad hurt his back when he's 50, so him laying brick was done, and my Uncle Harry was in the concrete business, so that's how it all developed, and my dad, seeing he's got three sons, might as well let them do the work, and I'll, you know, sit back and run the business, and that's what he did.
Okay, kind of like what you're doing with Sarah right
Pretty
now.
Much like, yeah,
all right,
right
that's
then,
good.
Trying to work that, I hope it works out the way my dad worked out for me. Sarah, you listening?
I'm sure she is. If our listeners want to reach out to you with any type of stoop questions or redoing sidewalks or redoing their driveway, how do they reach you and your fine company?
Give us a call at 708-863-5735 or go to AndreasConstruction.com.
All right, next up is the Roy Spencer, 40 years. You guys have been in business 40 years, right?
41, but who's counting?
41, but who's counting?
Yeah.
400,000 local homes you've helped in some way, shape, or form, sump pumps, water basement, flood protection, cleaning out basement, structural challenges, overcoming structural challenges, which you're going to dive deeper into this weekend because you kind of teased it last weekend. Amy teased that, you know, about investors, got a call from the show. She's meeting the listener after the show, Amy. Is that
correct?
What so we're going to explain real quick, and then we'll dive deeper after the break, about the structural challenges that our listeners have and the things that they might be able to do. Because I wasn't aware of this. I didn't know that you could do certain things in your home to forego structural challenges or help structural challenges from not happening. I just thought if you had structural challenges, you have structural challenges, right? And I didn't think that you could do something to help offset those.
Yeah, there are some things you can do. It's like there are some things that there's just no control. Some, you know, buildings aren't designed properly. They're built on bad soil, and there's really nothing to be done. You are going to develop structural problems, no fault of your own. But there are others. A lot of structural problems develop after periods of heavy rain or after periods of drought. And the soil is moving, and there's things you can do, and I'm happy to talk about that to avoid some structural problems.
Please tell our I was not aware of that. I just figured if you owned a home, and Amy's looking at me like I, you know, I get that look all the time, like Amy, like, hello, right? Hello, what's wrong with you? Well, there's a lot, and that's why we had an extra hour, because we could talk about it. But we're going to dive deeper into it. We're going to hit this quick break. Sammy's going to drop the music. So coming up, we've got Roy. Coming up now, we're going to go to the bottom of the hour. Gary Novell's kind of tied up helping his mom out. His mom had some surgery, so a speedy recovery to his mother. We love her. She's a longtime listener, so Gary's out there helping his mom. And then after that break, we're going to throw it over to Amy and then Byron Andreas. And we have Ray Kaplan calling in at noon. Since we had an extra hour, Ray's going to be calling in. I got three calls for student loans just yesterday. It was crazy. Two calls and an email. So we're going to address all that. We're going to squeeze Stephen A. Lay, who's up in Michigan, picking apples. If you can imagine that, in his white shirt and his fedora and a tie. Not too many people pick apples in a white shirt, a button down, and a tie. But Stephen A. Lay, he does it. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Well, what I want is to... 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for podcast of all our shows. There's a whole bunch of information there of every sponsor out there. Okay, hang on, Barb, hang on. 312-981-7200. Do you have that clip there, Sammy, that I asked you to produce? Joe was up in someplace in the woods with all of his guys. So if you're looking for a Mega Pros person today, employee, worker, they're not around. Because they're in the woods having a good time. And their definition of a good time, just want to let everybody know, Joe sent me a picture. He's like, hey, you know, we Mega Pro camping trip. There's seven guys sitting in their fold-out chairs, all staring at a black pot of something on top of a fire pit. And I'm just like, that looks like the best time in the world there, buddy. So I started sending them gifts of the movie Deliverance, right? So, Sammy, so in honor of the Mega Pro's camping trip, Joe, we love you, and this is for you. Go ahead. It's got a little beat to it, right? A little catchy beat. So this is, imagine Joe with his entire crew sitting around in folding chairs, big fire going, black pot of something.
I don't think you understood me. And I want to get some drivers.
And they're just looking.
This car.
And this is the greatest movie of all time, Deliverance. And for all you kids out there, Google Deliverance and you'll understand. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Barb, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I got to put some, I think my ears are bleeding right now. I got to turn this down a little bit. I'm great, Barb. How can we, you got a question for Roy?
Yeah, I had somebody from Permaceal out this week. I've had an off and on problem for the last 4 or 5 years, and every time they come out, it goes away for a while with what they do, and now it comes back. What's happening is sometimes when I flush the toilet in the bathroom, but not all the time, when it goes down the pipe and meets the basement floor, it's popping out from somewhere. It's pushed some of the packing around that pipe when it goes through the concrete basement floor and ends up on my basement floor. It never happens with the shower. It never happens with the tub. So this week what was proposed was to dig up and replace the pipe, but they said they're digging down 4 feet, and I'm confused because when it does leak, when you flush the toilet, it's almost instantly, because I had your guy down there and I flushed and he said, yep, it's springing right out. I'm not sure, I'm quite sure I understand how this solves the problem. If the pipe they're replacing is 4 feet down, why? How could it spring up right away? I just want to make sure, since we've been dealing with this for about 4 or 5 years, I would like a permanent solution, and I want to make sure that this is it.
Well, I got a simple one. It's obvious to me. Just don't flush the toilet, right? I mean, just don't flush the toilet.
It's going to work.
That's going
to
work.
Okay, we're going to have to go with plan B then.
Okay, right. There you go. Go ahead, Roy.
Well, Barb, I'm assuming one of our plumbers was out to address this with you. Did he camera the line or try to camera the line?
No, they did not camera the line. They came out to look at the problem, and that was their proposed solution.
Okay. Well, I'll get your address off the air, and I'll check into this and make sure we got the right people and the right diagnosis. But that could easily be the problem, because if the line is clogged, even, you know, 4 foot deep farther down the line, the line will hold water and even air and gases and things. And so when you flush the toilet, the water can't easily go down, so it comes back up very quickly, even though the clog is further down the line. So that's fairly typical. So it sounds like the guy, and probably analyzer, right, you probably do have a clogged line, and that's how it manifests itself. It doesn't, even though the clog could be 20 feet out in the yard, and you could still have an instant backup. And so that's not uncommon at all. But after the show, I'll double check and make sure, confirm we're doing the right thing for you, okay?
That'd be great. I appreciate it very much, Roy. Thank you.
Thanks. Hang on, Barb. Andrew's going to pick up. Tell them what type of Mr. Floor cleaning product you like, and we'll get it to you, and Roy will call you after the show. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the Mega Pros call and text line. We're going to go to Mary with a question for Amy. Mary, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I was wondering, Amy, how much money is too much money to put into a house, like cosmetic fixes or more, to get a return when you sell?
Yeah, so it will depend upon what needs to be done, but you do need to make certain that you do things. You can't overspend on something because you'll never get the money back. So it's going to depend upon the size of the house and what you're looking to do. You know, if you can put in a moderately priced kitchen, you'll get your money back. If you're going to go crazy, you're not going to get your money back. So we literally look at every one of them, and we're happy to come out, even if you aren't thinking of selling, just to give you guidance on, you know, this is where I would put my money. This is how much you should expect to put in there. Don't go put in the $80,000 kitchen. You know, it's not going to return the money. So it really depends on every house. And we can either come out or we can just do a FaceTime visit also.
We could do, Mary, Amy came to my house, did a walkthrough with my wife and I, and made some recommendations. Take care of the floors, because the kitchen floor was 16 years not refinished, scratches and dogs, and, you know, the pads on the bottom of the chairs came out. So we refinished all the floors. Mr. Floor came out, Igor came out, redid all the floors, and darkened the floors, because back in the day when I moved in 18 years ago, it was the natural, right? You sand it, and then you seal it. And what, red oak? What was it? It was something like that. But now, 18 years later, 2020, everything's dark, right? So now, sanded everything, put the floor in, and I'll tell you what, we sold our home in four days, and plus paint. Paint was another.
Oh, my gosh.
And the color of paint was critical as well, because correct, we had different color walls, and you're like, okay, that's great for you, but now we're going neutral, because now we have to get into sale mode, Mary, right? It's not Mary's home anymore, it's soon to be anymore. You've got to market that and put a little perfume on the pig and clean it up so you could get it to market and get the highest price. Does that make sense, Mary?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we're going to put you on hold. Amy will call you on the way home, or one of her team members will call you on the way home. We're going to tell Andrew what type of Mr. Floor cleaning product you would like. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Marianne, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm calling because I have a gas fireplace, and I had a cleaning person come in a month ago, and then my remote didn't work after that. And then she came back 2 weeks later, and it looks to me like she vacuumed the inside of the fireplace and perhaps changed some of the placement of the logs.
Okay.
I'm wondering if that is a big problem, a minor problem. It seems to me, I read someplace that they had to be placed specifically this way or that.
I'll tell you what, Marianne.
I don't find that information anymore.
I'll tell you what, Marianne. That's an outstanding question for Michael Bodart of Lindeman Chimney. Okay, if you had a question about your 30-year fixed or 15-year fixed or basements or concrete or buying or selling a home, we got you covered on this show today. But I got Mike Bodart's number. He's at Lindeman.
I've got my pen and pencil.
All right, Lindeman Chimney. Okay.
Okay,
I'm sure somebody's going to comment on how I said chimney, but get over it. 847. Okay, did you like the way I said chimney, Marianne?
Chimney is fine.
Okay.
Chimney.
Chimney. Okay. I get fired on. Everybody's like, it's not chimney. And it's like, listen, if I made money based upon my English, I'd be in deep trouble. All right. So here's Mike Bodart's telephone number. He's the guy to call. 847.
Okay. 847.
Yes. 918-7994. 847. Okay, 918-7994. Now, do me a favor and repeat it back to me to make sure you have it.
847-918-7994.
You're awesome. I'm going to put you on hold, send you some Mr. Floor Cleaning products, okay?
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
All right, you're the best. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Real quick, George, fire a question out about a bungalow.
A bungalow or a condo? I was recently divorced, and I have no money, and I was wondering what would be the best choice of action.
Okay. Is that a congratulations, or, we're sorry?
No, it's a sorry.
Okay. Well, we're sorry to hear that. So, Amy, we have a gentleman here that doesn't sound like he had a good divorce, and he's looking for a place to live. What recommendations?
It's going to depend upon whether you want a yard. I mean, I think that there's a few things to think about on what you desire in a property, not what recommendation I would make. But I think it's first figuring out what's most important to you. Do you want to handle the exterior, the, landscaping, those kinds of things? Or would you prefer to have easier living and pay the association to do it?
I got to hit a break. George, Amy and her team will call you from Keller Williams Infinity. After the show, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to do traffic and weather. Be right back.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Right now, we're going to give our first gift card away. Sammy, are you ready for the drum roll there, Sammy? Hang on. We have a drum roll. We're all prepared here. Ready, Sammy? Okay, hit it.
Okay. A long drum.
Right, you got the cymbals there? All right. So we got. All right. We need to produce that a little better for next week.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh God, we have a good time here. 312-981. You can't laugh at yourself, Sammy. Who can you laugh at? So I asked Sammy a little backstory. Roy, you were in studio that day. I said, "Hey, put together a little drum roll." Thinking, bing. It went on for like 14 minutes. So thanks to Ernie and our production. And our production team for knocking that out for us. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. And we are here to help you. So, Roy, let's talk about structural challenges. The gentleman with the investment question, Amy, dropped off the line. So right over to you, Roy. Talk about how our listeners can help themselves avoid structural challenges.
Well, there's a couple things. David, you just built a new house. So if you happen to be in that stage where you're building, designing a house, one of the things you can do is not plant big trees next to your foundation. Keep them approximately at least 20 feet away from your foundation, because part of what causes some structural problems are our tree roots, and not necessarily cracking or crushing the foundation, but they get underneath the foundation. They help dry the soil out, and it's that wetting and drying of the soil that causes a lot of structural problems farther down the road. It's not like you plant a tree next door, and 2 years later you're going to have a problem. But,
15, 20 years down the road.
Yeah, as the tree gets bigger and the roots get more aggressive. So you want to keep big trees, farther away from your house. That's one thing. We're on the cusp of structural season right now, where people are going to start seeing symptoms, and they may or may not relate them to structural problems, but a lot of them are, and those are symptoms I've talked about in terms of sudden new cracks in the drywall or the plaster, and radiating across the ceiling, and things like, wow, Where'd that come from? You might have foundation cracks in the basement or a crawl space all of a sudden have gotten wider. You might see gaps underneath your baseboard. You're mopping the floor, and wow, my mop goes, I never used to do that. So things that are new that occur suddenly, because foundation problems, like, say, structural settling problems, may take years to manifest, but when they do, they actually happen suddenly a lot of times, and sometimes you even hear the crack of the foundation dropping.
Nice.
Things. And the reason it's dropping is because we went through a very dry period here, and it didn't rain a lot, and the house is sitting on clay soil. So as it gets dry, the clay sinks, or clay shrinks.
Dries out, right?
It dries out and actually sinks a little bit, and the house actually settles a little bit. That's okay. And then when it gets wet, the house will rise back up, and that's okay. That's all normal. But what can happen is there's one area of the yard or the earth that's very wet, maybe because that downspout never got extended. And so that soil is still saturated, and it's very wet. When the rest of the soil got dry, the house sank, but the one corner didn't. All of a sudden, that footing, that the piece of concrete the house is resting on, actually snaps and cracks.
Well, I've got another one for you. There are parts of the area, listening area, where there are, like on my street, I've got a high point on my street where you know my new house is, and then yeah. as you go down to the main street, it angles down, right? Sure. So it grades down. Mm-hmm. So you could have a perfect house on the bottom of the grade by the busy street, mm-hmm. and you're getting a ton of water because the sewer systems in North Burke aren't that great, okay? And they're doing a ton of renovations to bring them up to speed here with all the building and the development that's been going on, right? You've been taking a lot of impervious, is that right? Pervious land and turning it into impervious land, and there's less places for the water to go to. So you could have everything perfectly fine. Your downspouts are fine, but you could have runoff water from another, you know, your neighbors up the hill that could cause you major challenges in the future.
So the key here is the differentiation. You know, if it's all wet at once, it's all dry at once, that's good. But if there's, and you don't know what's going on deep in the ground and things like that, there could be a broken sewer line or a broken water main you're not even aware of, and just dump a lot of water next to the foundation you're not aware of. And we do sewer line repairs, but a lot of times people, that sewer line's broken for years and it's just dumping the sewage out in the yard. The yard's absorbing it. It's not causing any problem. If you don't have your sewer line camera inspected, like I suggest Sure. you do periodically, you would never know that until all of a sudden you have a structural problem. And sometimes, again, it happens very suddenly. And that's why it's good to pay attention to these symptoms, because they can lead to much more expensive repairs.
I remember we had a listener called us to do their loan. And we said, okay, they were living there. They were doing a rent to buy. And they were living there for 4 years. Never had a problem. I said, hey, you know what? Roy Spencer and Permaseal just started this new camera thing. I'd love to test it out and then send out a camera to see it. She'd been living in the house 4 years. Send the camera out there. Cracked sewer line in the home that she was living in for 4 years. Mm-hmm. She had no idea.
So is she responsible for that, or the owner she's buying it from?
Amy?
The owner at that point, because she's just renting it.
Right.
But so can I ask a question, Roy? Because this is something that I didn't realize, and it's come up twice now, is, you know, with the droughts, because I don't know why it seems like we're constantly going through a drought. Every summer we go through this drought period. I do not water my lawn, so my lawn is brown. This year it was brown in virtually June. Should I water my lawn just because it helps protect my house?
Well, actually, people do. In Texas, that's a normal thing. People are watering their yard not because of the grass, because they don't want structural problems, because obviously they have intense heat. So around here, you know, we don't get that intense heat for that long normally. But when it is dry for a prolonged period of time, like I say, that clay soil will shrink and settle. So if you can keep the soil moist, you're less going to have less likely
to
settle problems.
And if you can afford the water bill, too.
Yeah, right. If you're unwell or something like that, right. You can swing that. But, yeah, because it takes a lot of water. But, again, yeah, it's something you can do as
but
well.
The other point to that would be, make certain that you water it evenly. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem.
Exactly. So, yeah. And that's
just don't go just water your one bed. You better water the house evenly or you could cause yourself a problem.
Thank you. That's the real point here is the moisture differentiation. So, again, you know, some structural problems don't stem from that. Some are just, you know, poorly designed. You have a really heavy brick chimney on the one side of the house. Sure. Now, engineers, house should be built that the footings are bigger to accommodate it. They're not always, and they're not always built to spec and things like that. So sometimes it's a design flaw. So it's not uncommon for us to see chimneys that are actually pulling away from the house because they've, again, the footing has snapped and stuff, poorly designed, you know, or sometimes it's a real heavy front stoop, concrete stoop that somebody built on there and it wasn't properly supported, and that can crack up.
I'll tell you what we're seeing a lot of, especially in the Deerfield area. Okay, all those homes were built, you know, back in the 50s, late 40s, 50s. They were fishing lodges, right? Because people used to come out of the city to go to Deerfield to go hunting and fishing and all that. But now it's a major metropolitan area. We're seeing a lot of homes in Deerfield that have rotten foundations because they were built 60 years ago and everything is settled there. There's been a ton more development out there because, yes, Deerfield used to be where the city folk used to go to hunt deer.
That's called Deerfield.
And Deerfield, okay, Half Day Road is called Half Day Road, a little you know, informational that you could use tonight, that worthless information. Half Day Road is called Half Day Road because back in the day when we were into horses and carries and buggies, it used to take a half a day to get from that air, right, from that road to downtown Chicago. So, you know, if you go back, Roy, 60 years, I moved here in 1972 from New York. Okay, a lot of people say that's a part of my problems is that I'm from New York, and I agree with you. But if you, I moved out in 72, Buffalo Grove, there were cornfields and soybeans west of Milwaukee Avenue. You were in the country west of Milwaukee Avenue in the 70s. So when people start saying, what the hell is he talking about? You know, Deerfield was a hunting and a fishing area. It was. And now what our listeners are doing is they're buying homes like our three-bedroom home, split-level home. Amy's been in and out of hundreds of them, if not thousands of them. And their basements are not really structurally sound. It's keeping you busy. Yeah. And that's got to do with a lot of runoff and a lot of 60 years construction back in the 60s.
Plus the concrete, the mix wasn't.
Thank
as,
you.
The yeah. mix was not as, you know, used a five-bag mix. My uncles, and I know they built the houses, every house on our block, and my uncle Harry said they used a four-and-a-half-bag mix. I go, really? He goes, yeah, all these houses were built with that. You know, that has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah, our codes have come a long way. But even right here in the city of Chicago, we see some old homes,
sure,
you know, 80-100-year-old home that weren't built with footings and things like that. So you have to have a sound foundation in the first place. But
yeah. All right, well, let's talk about that four-bag mix.
Yep. Again, in Oak Park, there's a cobblestone house that's 100 years old.
Sure.
It's just built right on top of they're just laid on top. They had a bigger stone as their footing, and then they built the walls up with basically stone. That was it, with mortar. That's the foundation.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. This is in honor of Joe Hogle and all the men.
Yeah, seven guys, right? If they come home with six, something's wrong.
I know. They're going on a canoe trip later today. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Sweet Home Chicago.
It's my anniversary coming up. My wife Elise is on the line. It's been really a great run. Thing. She's the love of my life.
A great run.
It's been a great 19 years. Right? 19? Yeah, 19. 2000.
2001.
All right. I got May 5, right?
You did.
All right. I got a special treat for you, sweetheart, because I love you so much. All right. That's her favorite song.
I got chills. They're multiplying. And I lose control of the power. It's multiplying. It's electrifying.
So,
is
it really your favorite song?
Elise, is that your favorite song?
Well, it really isn't.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
See, Sammy, I can take it. That's my life. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Darlene, you got a quick question. How can we help you?
Hey, I do. My husband and I are purchasing a pool. And we're wondering about how to go about financing it.
How much do you owe on your house now?
Zero.
How much is your home worth?
$375,000.
How much is the pool going to cost you? $50,000 to $150,000. How much?
No, actually, it's only 35 because it's above ground, but it's got a big deck and everything.
Okay.
So we just didn't want to pull money out of our investment. We're both retired.
I think that's a great idea, and I think you should call Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank, and I will get the number for you because it is not on my sheet, but she is Sherry Jenna. You pop out a home equity line of credit, okay? And she will, that's what you do. You know what a home equity line of credit is?
Yes.
All right, good. Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank. I will dig up the phone number for you because I have her cell phone number, and I don't think she wants me to give out her cell phone number. So keep listening. She's outstanding. They're phenomenal. I know Tommy, the president there. He's a good guy. Sherry's great at what she does, and that's the way you do it. Pull out a line of credit against your house. If you have good credit and everything, I'd pop out a $250,000 line of credit, go to 80% because you can. If you qualify, the best time to take out a line of credit, Darlene, you know when the best time to take out a line of credit?
No.
Is when you don't need it, so you have it when you never thought you would need it. Okay?
Okay.
So that's why if you live in a $300,000 home, Amy's shaking her head because she knows exactly what the hell I'm talking about. If you live in a $300,000 home, they'll go to 80% of the value of your home. So I know you're at 350, but just to keep the math simple, you'll go to 240 in that example if you have good enough credit, good enough income. Take it out as much as you can, even though you only need 35 for the pool, okay?
Okay. What should I expect to pay, like, interest rate?
The interest rate, I think, is at 3.5 right now, interest only, because that's where 3.25, 3.5. And it's interest only, so you can pay it back at any time you want. And I don't see rates going anywhere anytime soon with the current economic challenges our fine country is having, okay?
All right. Thanks very much.
No, thank you. And hang on for your free Mr. Floor cleaning products. 312-981-7200. Amy, we've got 5 minutes before the break. You wanted to talk about investors. I want to tease it, throw it out there. We'll come back after the break to dive deeper. But what is it that your organization does for investors that want to get out quick? John Williams reads your spots all the time. He's a very fine reader, and he's a very attractive man. Have you seen him with his new haircut?
No. I will see him this week, though.
He used to look like Shaggy in Scooby-Doo, but now he's freshly coiffed. He looks fantastic. And he does, Amy will buy your house. What does that mean?
Yeah.
To our listeners, what does that mean?
So, well, we have a few different programs that we run, and that's why we like to come out, because then we can look at what all your options are. But we have the opportunity where we can buy the property, where we've got investors who can buy the property. So we have a group of people who will look at purchasing your home if you need to get out quickly, if you want, you know, I always say that our guarantee program is like your safety net. So you know with the guarantee what your bottom price would be if you had to get out, and you weren't able to sell. So we've just got so many different options. And then we look at the rental market, too. We have some people who choose to go that direction right now because you can get good rental rates.
Really good rental rates right now. A lot of people are looking to get out of the city, especially if you're not in the city of Chicago. It's kind of rough right now in the city of Chicago getting out, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
There's an abundance of inventory.
Oh, yeah. It's a little tough down here.
Talk about the downtown or the whole city?
The city. Well, yeah, more downtown than anything, right? In the high rises and that kind of stuff. We're just seeing the inventory increase. And that isn't just with those for sale. It's also with those for rent. So it's become a tough market.
You know what else? That's an opportunity for guys like Roy that want to buy his wife a second home downtown. Laura Ann's been looking for a condo downtown. Yeah. This is a perfect time for Roy to step up.
She already bought it. She didn't tell you.
Congratulations, Roy. Laura Ann is your wife and the CEO and main bottle washer, everything at PermaSeal. But in all seriousness, even though Roy is ready to buy a home for his wife, we kind of sprung it on everybody here. But it is a great time if you want to buy a second home or we got a text question here. Ask this for Amy. An international real estate question. I have some property bank. I'm not going to ask that. I thought it was somebody coming in from overseas. It's a great time if you have kids going to college down here to buy that condo, because when you look at the numbers, buy it low because the cost of room and board is probably going to be similar to what you could buy a condo for.
Absolutely. Yep. So, and that's one of the things that we're looking at right now with our son in exploring areas that he's going to go is, do we just buy him something and not have to pay that room and board?
There you go. Because there'll always be college kids going down. They're going to need a place to live.
Right.
All right. And if Laura Ann wants to contact you, Spencer, Roy's wife, to buy a investment property downtown, Roy's like, I'm turning the phones off right now. What number should our listeners call you?
They can reach us at 847-877-9881 or at amywillsellyourhome.com.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We've got a lot more with Amy, a lot more with Byron, a lot more with Roy, a lot more with all the texters. So here, I have some property in Bangalore.
India.
Bangalore, India. I thought it said Bangalore. Bangalore, India, which I want to get rid of. What's the process, Amy? Contact a realtor in India.
Yeah, 312. We may have one.
You really?
Yes.
All right. I did not know that. All right. We got to get out in 11 seconds.
At Indiana. India.
India. Yep. Okay. Amy's got contacts everywhere.
There you go.
All right. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are now breaking for traffic and weather. We are going to take a quick break and be right back. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line. We'll be right back. Purple gang, let's rock. I learned how to laugh, and I learned how to cry. Sammy, this is Payback from Sammy. 312-981-7200. I think I could learn. I have singing lessons after the show, in case everybody doesn't know.
Goodbye.
And we have a professional singer come in from the Chicago Opera. They've been off a little bit, and they need a little side action. So they come in, and they're developing my vocal cords. A lot of people don't know that. A little inside baseball.
How's it working?
Obviously, I need a lot of. Obviously, not too well. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Just real quick. What's that thing, Amy? Love of locks? Locks of love?
Locks of love?
Locks of love, where after a certain period of time, 10, 12 inches of hair, you could cut it and send it to a cancer survivor or a company that makes wigs for cancer survivors?
Correct.
Joe Brand, our sports guy, has got to be about 2 or 3 inches away. He hasn't had a haircut like since COVID started. In March, and we've taken up a collection. We're all the way up to $7.84. So Joe, we're working on it. Okay.
Any proceeds towards this cause, I will match and donate to your voice lessons because they're definitely going to need as much as we can get for that.
Okay, well played. All right, you can turn your mic off. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Sylvia's been waiting a long time. How are you, Sylvia?
Hi. I live in a townhome, and I have a sliding door that leads out to our concrete patio with one step down. But everybody steps on that lip that the sliding door is on. It's only like 5 inches, and I'm afraid of people falling. Is there any way I could have different kind of stuff put in that area?
Are you talking about the stoop when you walk out the door, right?
Right.
Okay. How wide is it? Is it like a foot wide, or is it narrow, 10-inch or 12-inch? Or is that the problem, or are they tripping on the door, the threshold of the sliding glass door?
Well, they step on that threshold, on the concrete part that the threshold is on, which is only like 5 inches, and I'm afraid of people falling. You know, they step on that before they step down on the...
Under the patio?
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah. So the threshold, it happens a lot. It happens in my house, too. I walk off dead into my deck, but that's nothing you're going to really able to prevent the threshold. But the concrete, if they're having a problem when they step out, the stoop, I always recommend at least, if you get on a patio, go 18 inches, maybe 2 feet away from the house and the width of the door. Because, you know, when you're entertaining, you're walking out of the house, you're carrying a tray or something, you don't want to step onto that 12-inch step because it's kind of dangerous. And that's how they put them in a lot of new homes like that because it's easier and faster. But I always recommend at least 18 inches of 2 feet wide. So when you do walk out, you're standing on a landing and then you step down. You know, that's what I always recommend. But that threshold, what you're saying, is that there's nothing, not much you can really do about that because that's a part of the frame of the door. So I know exactly what you're talking about, and I catch it on my own sliding glass door at home. But there's nothing.
But you can't build up like a step that would be even with that.
Yes, you could. Yes, if you tear out that step or your patio, we could raise it up to get it even. Instead of stepping down, it could be flush even with your threshold.
How about also? I mean, we did this for my mother who was in a wheelchair. Just come up with some type of ramp, right? With a light grade ramp. which you just build a frame. That's if I know what I'm talking about. Which, you know, you just you have somebody who knows what they're talking about, yeah, and it's good with their hands. Build a ramp, right? A frame, and then you sure take a piece of plywood, you put it over it, so you don't have the steps.
That's a
down
temporary fix too.
Sure,
yeah, but
sure.
But if you're redoing your patio, it could be designed too. You could bring the height of that stoop level with your threshold, and that eliminate that. If you do trip, you'll stepping out onto a, you know, you're not stepping down 5 more inches. At least it's level with that, and that's I recommend it a lot too. And there's times where people have a small step coming out of there, and if we can raise it up to make eliminate that step, but that's, you know, raising your patio too high sometimes. But I always recommend, like I said, a wider step as a platform to step down onto a platform, then step down to your patio. So that can be done. Yes, absolutely.
All right, Sylvia, hang on. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. 312-981-7200. We have a question about egresses, which I want to get to, about knocking out a door for an emergency from 219 that I want to throw out to both Roy and to Byron. But I want to first give Amy an opportunity to explain. Do you have a couple of examples of how you helped our listeners unload a home quickly that didn't want to wait and do all the work to prepare a home for sale, just wanted to take your offer and get out? Can you give us two quick examples?
Oh, sure. We've had one that was it was his mom's house. She was a hoarder, and they needed to get out quick. He needed the money. And so we came in and bought it within, I think we did a two-week close on that one.
Wow. Cleaned it out?
We did. He yep didn't, right? He just took what he wanted, the most important stuff that he wanted out of there, and then left. I had a situation where somebody was moving to Florida. They already had a home, and they wanted out quickly. They did not want to go to the market at all. They were just dead set against it. And so we closed that one in probably 3 or 4 weeks. So,
okay.
I mean, absolutely, there's lots of situations where we've done this.
Lots of different types of scenarios where our listeners just want to get out quick. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 219. I'm going to throw this out there to both you, Roy, and Byron. And then we're going to take a quick break, Sammy, and then we'll come back and answer this. Now is the house. The house thing. Right now, this house thing, asking for someone to get back to me about approximate cost of having an emergency exit put into my basement in case of fire. I live in a duplex ranch. I mean, I'm just reading the text. I live in a half duplex, a ranch. I was wondering if an emergency entrance would cost. The show said that. Okay, so how much would it cost? Okay, so somebody's living in a half duplex ranch and they want to put in an emergency exit in the basement. Byron, you'll talk about cutting an emergency exit after the break. Roy, you'll talk about putting egresses in if they already have window wells, which I learned from you on the show. If your house was built in the 60s, they have to have window wells because that was code, right? Something like that? Wasn't that?
Yeah, but you can cut in a window well even if there's no window well there. You can put an egress window in to get it.
All right, well, let's talk about that. Both you guys will address that after the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720, and you could do what that listener did, which is text into the MegaPros call and text line. The phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank's phone number. Thank you to the texter and thank you to Jose Rodriguez, one of my guys, for sending me the information. I have it written down now. 630-241-5726. She's great. 630-241-5726. Tell Sherry we sent you over to her. She is amazing at what she does. She's a very talented young lady, and she's great at home equity products. Go back to you guys, okay? So we've got a listener at 219. First question is, assuming that 219 is actually in Indiana and isn't from Illinois and has an Indiana phone number, will you go to Indiana, Robert Andreas, Byron?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, as long as it's over the border within, we're based out of Cicero, so if it's an hour away, we've gone to Indiana, but if it's, you know, into a couple hours in Indiana, it's kind of out of our area, but we've gone to Indiana.
And a texter said, will you go to Roselle?
Absolutely.
All right. Roy, well, you'd go in. You've got a shop in Indiana.
Yeah, we're in Indiana every day. We do Lake and Porter County, Northwest Indiana. Yeah.
All right. So 219 wants to know about the cost of building an emergency exit put into my basement In case of a fire, I live in a half duplex ranch. Byron, what's the estimated cost of cutting a down and cutting it through the cement? And
you got quite a bit involved. It's you're doing a full excavation because you're digging out all the way down to the footing of the existing house, and then you got to pour footing, then the walls, then the stairs, and you also have to add a sewer. You got a door. You're probably talking $20,000-$25,000.
Okay,
probably easy for that because you got everything. You got a railing. You got to put a railing on there and.
Probably got to get permits.
Permits, yeah. Just cutting the foundation wall and putting a door frame in there. You got carpentry. You got plumbing work. You got a sewer. You got concrete. Yeah, you're over at least $20,000-$25,000.
And quickly, for our listeners that don't understand why you need a sewer, explain that real
sewer
quick.
Sewer is what, because it's an exposed to the outside, and when the rain comes, it's going to go down the stairs, and it's got it has to be a drain down there for the water to go somewhere. Otherwise, it'll be all leaking right into your basement.
So. All right. So we got $20,000 to $25,000 permitting. Roy Spencer, what's your solution to our listeners' challenge?
Well, first of all, a very timely challenge because tomorrow starts National Fire Safety Awareness Week.
Okay, you know, I know
it's a national event, so okay. It's good to be talking about fires, and especially in basements because, I don't know, Amy, most basement stairs go where? Upstairs.
Right, exactly. Into the fire?
Into the kitchen, right?
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of basement stairs.
That was a trick question.
I've noticed that a lot of basement stairs, they come off the kitchen and stuff. And where do most fires happen? In the kitchen. So especially if you have people sleeping or living down there. But if even the kids were playing down there and there were a fire in the kitchen, they may not be able to get out up the stairs, right?
Sure. Or so, if you have pyro kids like I was and like to play with matches and maybe almost burn your house down, you could have that too. That
so
turned out all right.
It's just a good idea to have an escape exit out of the basement. And in most modern basements, they are built that way with not an outside entrance like Byron was describing. And maybe that's what the guy is looking for, an outside door
right.
off his basement. That is a huge project. But most people, they just want an escape window that they can get out. We call an egress window. And that's code with new construction since probably the 70s. Basements are built with an egress window just for that reason. If you have people sleeping in your basement, it's by code you have to have an egress window, even older homes.
If you got a bedroom down there.
A bedroom, thank you. So we put those in all the time. And so even if you have an older basement that doesn't have a window well in it now, we have a concrete saw. We can cut into the solid concrete wall and put in a window well. It will have a drain and a new window and stuff, and a large enough window that even small children can crawl out of. And there are code requirements and permits and things. But typically those projects probably run, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 to put an escape window in.
I could be a model for your company, 53-year-old, 5'11", 280.
Good singer.
Who could sing.
Good singer.
If I could get through that window, you could say, Hochberg's fat rear end made it through, you can too.
I see a billboard already.
I'm a marketing.
But also, too, you know, I got a
marketing
friend selling,
genius. Hold on, Byron. Hold on. I'm just letting you know, Roy, that will sell six windows. I'm just telling you. It's a great idea. Go ahead, Byron.
I got a friend selling a house, and they're making them put egress window in the bedroom, which he has one. Then in the rest of the basement, they're requiring two of them. So Yeah, he's selling a house as part of compliance. They're making him put a second one because the one's in the bedroom. So if that door's closed, you know, they want another one, which I was really surprised to hear that. I thought one was good enough, but every town's different, so they're adding another escape window in the basement area, which is like a family room. So there's two going under. That's compliance for the town he's in.
Amy, you see a lot of that.
No, I actually don't see a lot of that. I've not seen people being required to put it in, so I question how that house was sold because we absolutely go to avoid that.
Really?
Because I don't want our sellers to have to take on that fee.
So. I know, but this is Cicero, and the compliance is he has to, otherwise he's going to sell it as, but he don't want to sell it as. He's going to have to put that second window in, otherwise, you know, he's going to have to sell it as is, but he is going to put a window in.
See, Roy, billboards in Cicero of me getting out of a window.
Yeah, from the rear end.
Again, marketing genius, Roy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Let's go over to Daniel. How are you? Daniel?
Hello?
Hey, Daniel.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Home Sweet Home Chicago. How can we help? You have a cracked sidewalk question.
Yeah, I have a, in front of my house, it's like a public sidewalk and it's been cracked. What should I do?
Okay, well, you got a couple options. If it's heaving, you know, if it's a trip hazard, you basically need to tear it out and replace it. Or if you can call PermaSeal, then you might want to raise it. If it's older, I'd recommend tearing out and replacing it. But if it's fairly new, it could be raised too at a, you know, half the cost of replacing it. But or if you want a quick fix, you can just, you know, we can come out and get a grind it out and put a flexible caulk in there too for you. But there's all different. There's options. You have options to do that. What town are you looking at?
Streamwood.
In Streamwood, yeah. That's like I said. Is the sidewalk fairly new or old or?
No, it's pretty old. Actually sinking in.
Yeah, then you're pretty much you're looking at a total tear out replacement. So if you want to give us a call at 708-863-5735, be more than happy to come out and take a look at it.
At what point, it's two questions, a two-part question. I have a follow-up to this question, sir. At what point is it the homeowner's responsibility or the town's responsibility? That's the first question.
If it's on private property from the public sidewalk to your house, that's the homeowner's responsibility.
But I think he said it was the public sidewalk.
Was it?
What is it the public sidewalk, Daniel, or is it on your property? Yeah.
No, it's actually a public sidewalk.
Okay, here's what I recommend you do. You call Public Works up, call Public Works, get a hold of the director, and just complain that you had people trip. It's a trip hazard, and they should cover that. Or if they have a 50-50 program, like a lot of towns do, where you pay half and the town pays half, and replacing your squares in front. And if you do that, I recommend, because we do city sidewalk programs for Stickney, Berwyn, Lyons, and we get these one square here, and then they'll leave one in, and then do three. I totally recommend if you can afford it, wait till you can afford to do all six or seven or eight squares in front of the house at one time, because if you're doing tearing out two squares and leaving one in and tearing out the other three, you have to match the old one. So a lot of times they're holding water. But if you could replace all of the squares in front of your house, which is about six to eight squares on a common lot in, I'm saying like Cicero, Berwyn, Lyons, I totally recommend you replace them all at one time because we can raise the height up and keep the water off of there too. But that trip hazard, you call up Public Works and you tell them that, you know, you tripped or your mom tripped or your mailman tripped, they should take care of that problem.
Well, again, yeah, if it's a public sidewalk, start there because it may well, the city may well take care of it for you. But if it's a 50-50 or you end up having to repair this, if it's sunk in concrete, that's really what we do. That's what our poly level process is about, raising existing concrete. So you don't have to worry about matching anything. We're just going to raise that existing concrete as long as it's serviceable. I mean, if it's pitted and is ugly, you want to replace it, fine. But if you just want it level and eliminate the trip hazard, that's what our poly level process is about. And we can do four or five squares and the whole length of sidewalk and level and guarantee the whole stretch. So we can do one piece or the whole thing as well.
Thanks for calling, Daniel. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Send us a picture, Daniel. Do us a favor. Go outside, take a picture, and send it to 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. We got to take a quick break, traffic and weather, and we'll be back. Hochberg. 312-981-7200. That's when you get when you got 20-year-olds working outside in the production studio here that have way too much time on their hands. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I hope Sam and Andrew enjoyed working at WGN. 312-981-7200. We've got Mr. Floor, Igor, on the phone. How are you, Igor? Sorry for having you hold for so long. Ton of phone calls,
no problem,
ton of texts.
David, I'm enjoying the show, as always. Great job.
That's good. So you're going to be talking, you're on next week, as well as Dave from Miracle Method, who's coming up, a new expert on the show. You received a call from Cindy from Winnetka about how to prepare her home for colder weather, because we had a lot of calls from the spring into the summer that how to prepare people's, our listeners' homes for the summer with the expansion of the floors. What should our listeners do with a quick tease that you'll dive deeper into next weekend for the winter? Is there a lot of preparation that our listeners with hardwood floors need to do?
Well, there's some very important things to keep in mind, David, and you're absolutely right. You know, coming out of the spring and into the summer, we're worried about the expansion process of the floors. Now, as we start to get colder and the humidity conditions in the home begin to drop, we're actually now starting to worry about contraction of the floor. And so our phone starts to ring really sort of mid to end of October and all the way through the fall and into the winter with people worried about gaps in their floors. So we're going to be talking specifically next week when I'm on the show about what to do to minimize those gaps and how to sort of prepare your heating and air conditioning system and the humidistat to sort of combat some of that contraction that goes on and how to minimize those gaps in the wintertime.
All right, and if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, buddy?
Yeah, they can give us a call directly at 847-674-7500, or they can visit us online at MrFloor.com. And also, David, real quick, I just want to remind everybody that's listening.
What happened to Igor? Hang on, Igor. Hang on, buddy.
That was his tease.
Yeah,
he slipped.
Igor, hang on. You kind of cut out there, buddy. Well, you didn't kind of. You just kind of went blank on us. Igor, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go. So
I'm here.
You said one more thing, and then you kept talking, but we couldn't hear anything. So what's the one more thing again?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I just wanted to remind all the listeners to visit us online at MrFloor.com and use the promo code WGN for trying some of our great cleaning products that you're talking about on the show.
All right. And your phone number one more time?
Sure. It's 847-674-7500 or MrFloor.com.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next Saturday. 312-981-7200. Before we introduce David Haas from Miracle Method. Hey, Joe, we received a text message from the 815, Joe Brand. I will make a donation to Love of Locks, which is our new restaurant, Amy, that we're opening up to sell smoked salmon.
Right.
Locks of Love, if we can keep David Hochberg from singing. So there you go. You see, I'm raising
put
money.
Put a bagel in his mouth.
I'm raising money, Byron.
if
I sing, if I eat a bagel, lox, and cream cheese, the schmear we call it, right, Amy?
Yeah.
We call that a schmear. I'm just trying to give some cultural experience to all of our listeners out here. 312-981-7200.
Bingo, suck it up, and walk out, and they're done.
Oh, remember that one? Hold on. So this was the phrase that pays one weekend. Go ahead, Sammy.
Bingo, suck it up and walk out, and they're done.
Yeah, that was a listener. That's an all-time classic. All right, we'd like to introduce our listeners to David Haas from Miracle Method. I met David about a month ago, right, Dave?
Yeah, it was about a month ago. It's summer. It was warm then.
Yeah, it was warm. We were sweating in his showroom. That came out weird. All right, let's start over. Nobody's listening. So welcome to the show, David Haas from Miracle Method. David has a technique for all of our listeners that, Amy, you will love this guy. He takes ugly bathrooms and turns them into beautiful bathrooms. He has an epoxy type of spray, Dave?
We use an acrylic and resin system that's just been perfected over time here, and it's just a beautiful process.
So they could take the circa 1970 bathrooms with the pink and the yellow and that avocado green that you just want to, like, do things. Oh, yeah, it makes you nauseous. And he could turn a bathroom. The before and after pictures are unbelievable. And you've got a shop in Addison, right?
Yeah, it's very kind. It's in Villa Park, right off Addison Road, though.
Okay, I got the Addison, right?
Is it over the tile, existing tile?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Tub, tile, everything?
Dave?
Yeah, so the whole idea is really resurfacing, and we're trying to get folks to understand you can repair and refinish versus replacement, save time, save money, keep some things out of the landfill, and we have a lot of beautiful colors. It's very durable.
So Amy's all excited. You know, she's texting her husband, Mike. Mike, call David right now.
Right.
So all of you investors out there, you could take the old putrid, ugly stuff. He'll clean it up. He'll spray his epoxy over it. You go to Builder Supply, pop in a new vanity, a new sink, a new toilet, and you're good to go. Amy's got a question.
My hand's raised. I've got a question.
Amy,
does this go over the surrounds or strictly tile?
Exactly over top of your existing surfaces, whether it be laminate countertops or tile surrounds. So we do a tub and tile work that includes pre-filling seams and covering up. You don't have to clean grout anymore. You don't have caulk maintenance, dealing with that over the years. And really just a quick, easy fix.
Awesome.
So you also have this step, and this is unbelievable. This is for all of our listeners out there who are a little up in age, right, are experienced homeowners, or our listeners out there who have parents or loved ones that still have a bathtub. and they don't have a shower. So you've got two options. You could either rip the whole doggone thing out, a very expensive proposition, okay, or David's got a process where he will cut into the existing bathtub. Listen to this. I didn't know this could be done. He will cut into the existing bathtub, install a step so your loved ones could walk into the bathtub. He will give you the cutout that you put into storage, so when you go to sell the home, Amy, David will come back out and put it back up and seal it back up. You'll never know there was a cutout.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, and you could still save money over the cost of replacing, especially those big iron tubs that are just such a hassle to get out.
My grandmother is 96, lives alone,
wow,
does not have a shower. She takes a bath.
Wow.
And I freak out about the fact that she climbs over that bathroom tub every time she gets in
tough.
It.
It's tough. I got a hard time. I'm 6 years old. My knees and my hips are. I have a hard time getting over that tub.
Your mother's. So this is good for you, Byron.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you after, you know, getting into the tub. That's a whole other story for another day.
Another billboard. We don't want to see.
That's another billboard. Yeah.
Come on.
But I'll tell you what. He should. Here's another idea, Roy. Again, I'm loaded. Marketing 101, Northern Illinois University, class of 88.
My guy, fellow Husky.
18 on my ACT, okay? So this just comes flowing. What is, and there's, like, the weight limit on that step. Is there a weight limit or no?
Well, you know, I think the best way to think about it is walking through it. So rather than having to climb over it or step on top of it, it's lowering the threshold so you can pass right over. And put your foot into the tub. You follow me there?
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
So I would say, I mean, there's a lot of reinforcement. If on a fiberglass tub, for example, we would do some extra things to reinforce that so anybody could step on it. But with an iron tub, there's no limit there.
But they could cut into it, Amy. So for like your grandmother and for Byron.
And right? What if you want to take a bath then? You can't.
Well,
what? The water will leak out.
No. Well, yeah. You got a flood, you need Call Roy.
We do this work in senior living places. We do this work.
That's
like
key. That's a really good idea.
For folks looking to help their parents, just mobility concerns. Just a quick, easy, and of course, inexpensive way to make a modification there.
And you wanted to talk about changing colors, which I think we already covered, which you're going to dive deeper. Again, Amy, I've seen the before and after, especially for all you realtors out there. He in his showroom, okay, in Villa Park off of Addison Road. I got the Addison right.
Got
Amy
it.
Kite from Keller Williams Infinity. I got that right, too. You know, he'll show you the before and after so you can take the pink and the different colored, and he can make it all natural or all neutral or blues and greens.
Yeah, lot of grays, of course, still. But, I mean, there are just so many colors to choose from and really a nice update. I heard you guys talking earlier about just the value, getting the money back when you go to sell your house. And that's what we're about, saving money for folks, saving money over the cost of replacement.
And, Amy, as you know, I like my bathrooms fire engine red, and that's just the way that I roll. And you've got that fire engine red resin as well, right? The epoxy? Okay.
Any color. We can do any color you want.
See, Amy?
You're good.
Don't discount the fire engine red bathrooms. I know you're giving me that look like, we're not doing that. I'm telling you, it's a big market for that.
You're not doing it to sell.
Dave, if our listeners want to reach you before you come in next Saturday, how do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Please give us a shout, 630-832-2250 is the office line there. And you mentioned the showroom. We love having visitors come down. We really cover all over Northern Illinois, and really enjoy doing it. But the point of the showroom is to prove it to you.
Once you see
the beautiful colors.
I don't mean to cut you off. Once you see the before and the after, you will not believe. And he does. He paints cabinets too, Amy.
Hey, let me ask you this: can you do that over like an existing refrigerator or stove?
Well, you know, that would be questionable. So the stove I'd not do.
Right.
Refrigerator would be no problem. I think that we'd have to investigate some of the heat
for a stove. Okay,
what happens. And most of you are thinking about grease and stuff splashing out. So
sure.
I haven't tried that one.
Okay. All right, but we're going to dive deeper into it next week. And when Dave's there, thanks for calling, Dave. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The MegaPros call and the MegaPros text line are open for service. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have all your text messages. We're going to get to Byron with the four-bag mix and why homes built before a certain time, Byron, our listeners need to know, are falling apart. And they don't even know.
They're crumbling.
They're crumbling underneath them. And that's why Roy is able to buy his wife, with his wife, a brand new 7-bedroom condo overlooking Lakeshore Drive. Amy, start cracking on that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago and AM 720. Fight back now. That's Stephen A. Leahy. He's up in Michigan picking apples, which is a sight to be seen. You ever see Stephen A. Leahy? He's got his white shirt on with his tie, an old style in one hand, and he's picking an apple and he's eating it. 312 while reading the IRS tax manual with his other hand. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Byron, I want to throw it to you because during the show you were talking about how certain homes up north that were built in the 60s and the 50s.
Right.
And Roy was talking about different codes, and I heard Lou Manfredini talking about you don't know which codes, you know, the codes are all over the place for, you know, for those older houses. A guy called in to his show about a log cabin from the 1850s, and, he he's working off of boulders as a foundation like you were talking about earlier. Can you explain when they went from 4 to 5 to 6 bag mix quickly before the next break?
Sure.
And why that's important for our listeners, because Roy's been in and out of 400,000 homes over the past 41 years on the way to 42, almost 42. Take it easy. I got the 40 right. Why is 4-bag mixed, and what's happening with these foundations that were built in the 50s and 60s?
Well, see, you got to understand, ready mix was invented like in the 40s, 50s, but before, when those homes are older, they mixed those foundations by hand, like a wheelbarrow at a time, and poured it. And that's why you'll see on houses that are 80 years old or older, you'll see voids in the foundation wall. That's from when they stop mixing for that day. And it's come a long way. And for people to understand about a 6-bag mix or a 4-bag mix, back in the day, they would take, a 6-bag mix is a 4,000 PSI. They would take 6 bags of cement, which is 90-pound bags, per yard. That's why they call it a 6-bag mix. But my uncle told me stories that they built the houses with 4.5-bag, 4-bag mix for the foundations, and that's a weaker material. And over time, it's going to erode and it's going to loosen up, and that's why you have bad foundations on houses that are that old. So, now nowadays when they pour it, there's they're pouring at a 4,000 PSI foundation walls, and it's all mixed and poured monolithic at one time within 2 hours, and you're very seldom going to get those cracks and voids, but you will. But on those older homes, they're very common, and that's where Roy comes in with the PermaSeal, with the injections and stuff. But epoxy injection cracks and old foundations, they'll crumble. Sometimes you could take your hand and loosen the stones up, and that's just telling you that's just the old, weak mix.
Roy, what age of the homes are you seeing that are having the challenges? Is it because I want to give our listeners an idea, Byron and Roy, as to if their home was built in the 40s, obviously concern, right? If your home was built in the 50s, what are you seeing for the homes that you're helping plug up cracks and put drain tiles in? Where is the Mendoza line, if you will, that our listeners should be concerned, and what should they be looking for in their basements?
Well, I think Byron is correct that it all changed with the ready-mix trucks when they were able to pour concrete monolithically. They pour it all at once and things, and they upgraded the code requirements and how much cement is in the concrete mix. And that all was, I would say, pretty much in the 50s and 60s. Houses that were built then and thereafter, we see have a good solid 8-inch solid concrete. And I always say, well, 8-inch solid concrete is as waterproof as you're going to get. I mean, make swimming pools out of 4 to 6 inches and hold all that water out. So 8 inches of solid concrete will keep, doesn't matter how wet it is outside in the soil, it's not coming through 8 inches solid concrete. Now, even solid concrete will crack, and all concrete cracks, and they get hairline cracks and they will leak, and that's what we do.
What percent cracks, Roy?
All of it. 100. If Joe were here, he'd say 100%.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
There you go. I can't. I can't do Joe. No, he can do me. No. Anyhow, as I was saying, but prior to that, we see these old concrete foundations. A lot of old foundations are made out of, stone or block or telephone tile and whatever is laying around back in the day. But older concrete foundations that were built in 20s, 30s, 40s, like I say, they're extremely porous and crumbly. And if you try, and so they're porous. And so if you say, well, the water's coming in here, I can see a pocket of gravel. So you seal that up. Well, all of a sudden it starts coming in other parts of the wall because so
the pressure.
Yeah, in a new foundation, you might get a honeycomb or a pocket of gravel, and you pack that, and you're fine because the rest of the wall is fine. But when the whole wall is porous, you can't really just patch a section of the wall because you're just going to chase yourself like the boy sticking his finger in the dike. It's just going to create more leaks.
And but so houses built in the 50s, Byron, would that be where?
Yeah, the ready mix was invented in the late 40s, 50s, yeah. But the houses that were built in the 20s and 30s and you know 10s, you know, they're, a lot of them, too, were block cinder block foundations, too. You see a lot of that up in Wisconsin. And it's just a different method of a foundation. As a matter of fact, my house in Lamont, I have a block foundation, and it's very, very strong. And when I usually build a foundation with a block cinder block, they'll fill each block with mortar and try to make it solid. But it's a longer in a, you know, the concrete foundation is way better than a block foundation.
All right, after the break, you're going to talk about how you helped Sharon from Oak Park, listener of the show, figure out why she should put a concrete patio instead of a wood patio. I'm going to take a quick break for traffic and weather and news and be back after traffic and news.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. A lot of texters, a lot of our listeners would like to know Miracle Method's phone number, which we did not give out when David was on. So here's the number. They're located at 629 North Addison Road in Villa Park. That's their showroom. Their phone number is 630-832-2250. I'll do it again because I messed it up. 630-832-2250, 2250. Tell Dave that you heard it on the show, and he will heard us talk about him on the show, and he will take care of you. Glenn, you've got an estate sale question for Amy Kite before we get over to Byron Andreas. What's your question for Amy, Glenn?
How do you what's the process of this? How much do they take? What do they do? Do they come in and figure out what's sellable, throw away the rest? Do they, you know, how long does it go for?
Amy?
That kind of stuff. Okay. Any ideas?
So she does numerous different things. Okay, so she'll come out to the property. She'll look at what you've got. From there, you'll have a conversation with her about, do you want the items just taken away? Do you want to do an in-house estate sale? Like, she's got three going on this weekend, but I can tell you we have warehouse space where we hold items and sell them off the internet so the people aren't in your house. So I know that she's got numerous different situations, and as far as pricing goes, you have to talk to her because I'm not in that aspect of it.
How's that, Glenn?
Well, do they go? Because I've been looking for a couple things that she left, like my daughter, and haven't found them. Is there stuff like where you could say, hey, I'm looking for this particular thing. If you find it, they'll give it back?
Absolutely. Or? Absolutely. You just let her know. You got to understand, Jenny is so incredibly empathetic and passionate and caring. And I think that's why she really does so well in this business is because, you know, people can see her heart and she's got an awesome heart. So you just let her know, hey, I need, you know, I got to find these things and she'll definitely keep an eye out.
This is a company that you own, but have Jenny run for you.
Correct.
Okay. So if there's other realtors out there that might be concerned that you're going to steal their listing, this is a completely separate company that you have set up, which our listeners need to realize because you had a lot of these challenges in the past where you went into homes and there's a lot of stuff and you're like, well, let's just help these, you know, sellers sell their belongings or help the people that inherited the house get rid of the belongings so then you could sell it or they can move in and take it over.
Correct. I truly have nothing to do with this. I mean, I can't explain that enough. I have literally been in the warehouse space once. I don't do anything with this business outside of we had a need and we created a company to help with that need because we just found other estate sale companies weren't doing a good job.
There you go. All right. So, Glenn, Andrew's going to pick you up and take care of you with a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Go ahead.
Let me leave Glenn the phone number for Jenny. It's 847-805-8878. Again, 847-805-8878, and that's the Great Estate.
Okay. And Cheryl, you got a question for Amy. You've been waiting on hold for a long time. Thanks for holding.
Just a quick question. I've been in my house for over 35 years and trying to, probably going to put it up for sale in the spring. And is there a resource, or can I look at multiple realtors or interview them, or what? I'm not sure what to do. I don't even know how much my house is worth.
Where do you live, Cheryl?
Elgin.
Okay.
Yeah. So absolutely, you can interview multiple realtors. There are questions that you definitely want to ask. And we're happy to go over some of those questions that you want to make certain that you ask, because, you know, some people talk about their company, some people talk about themselves individually, and you are hiring an agent, not a company. So understand that you could interview couple people from the exact same company, and you're going to get different results. So
great answer. Cheryl, hang on. Andrew's going to pick you up, get your information, and send you your selected Mr. Floor cleaning product. Byron?
Yes, sir.
We have Sharon from Oak Park, mm-hmm. listener of the show, contacted your company after Sarah was on her last appearance a couple, 3 weeks ago. She had a deck, and she was thinking about replacing her deck with concrete. Walk us through the process of our listeners out there who have a wood deck. The first question is, will you demolish and remove the wood deck?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
It's very common.
So walk us through the process of helping our listener, I'm trying to find her name, right here, Sharon from Oak Park, and making that decision of not putting in another deck, but putting in a concrete pad.
Yeah, we get this call a lot when people are deciding if they're going to redo their deck or they want a concrete patio. And I'll go out, or I'll send Sarah, one of my estimators, out there and evaluate what the deck looks like and give them an honest opinion. You know, some people prefer a wooden deck, but then I'll give a pros and cons of this. So, you know, we will tear out a wooden deck and haul it away and take out the posts in the ground and pour a concrete patio. And here's the thing with a wooden deck. You're going to have maintenance on a deck. The life expectancy of a deck is a concrete patio is twice as long. I can tell you patios we've been in it for 50 years, and it's everybody's preference. You know, a deck coming off a house usually implies with stairs coming off the house, because that's the reason you'll have a deck, because you got three or four steps that they eliminate, and you have a deck and you walk right out your door. So in that situation, we'll add three or four steps or whatever it takes with a landing on top. The first step, so you're stepping out onto 18 inches or 2 foot, and then down three, four steps through your patio. But it's pretty much preference of every homeowner. But I give them options of a regular concrete patio. We can do an exposed aggregate patio or a stamped colored concrete patio. And I'll price all three out. Of course, a regular patio is the cheapest, and exposed aggregate is, say, 10-15% more, and a stamped color concrete patio is about 30% more. So you have, you have options. So we've done, matter of fact, we're doing one in Downers Grove. We ripped out the whole deck. He had a deck that was 30 by 40. It was huge.
Huge.
It was huge. He just didn't want it no more because he was tired of staining it, painting it. So we're putting concrete back there. And we do quite a few of those. We tear out old decks and replace them with concrete. So give them all options.
Phone number?
708-863-5735.
How late will you go with the weather?
We'll go all the way, I usually say Thanksgiving, end of November. Once the ground, you'll get some cold nights and stuff like that, a little frost, it's not a big deal. But once the ground starts freezing, we're done with residential. And I don't, we go into December, but I'll do industrial, commercial, pretty much whenever I can in the wintertime. But residential, I'm done at the end.
I got a quick question. With my fire engine red bathroom that Amy loves, a huge seller, will you put a fire engine red patio?
If they're colored, yeah, we have all choices of color. See, we have a pamphlet. You can pick any color. You can have regular concrete, colored concrete, stamped colored concrete. We've done four or five jobs this year that we just stamped regular concrete, and people like that effect.
You'll be divorced before that ever happens.
Let's not get into my marital situations here. I got enough challenges. But I'm just saying, guys that like Fire Engine Red, Byron, you could solve our needs for Fire Engine
there
Red concrete.
Yeah.
There you go, Amy. There.
But you know, color concrete is going to naturally fade like anything else, you know, and you know, but that's the pros and cons.
Well, and like a good man. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. We have Stephen A. Leahy coming up. We have Ray Kaplan with a bunch of student loan questions. We got a ton of texters calling, texting in on the Mega Pros call and text line. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago. I got gas in the tank, I got money in the
bank, I got news for you, baby. Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we get to Ray Kaplan, our student loan expert, we have Stephen A. Leahy, who's in a tree right now picking Macintosh apples, because that's the way he does it, and he's keeping his white button-down shirt clean, which is amazing. Right, Stephen A. Leahy?
Thanks, David. How are you today?
I'm good. So I got a question
for
you.
This is my favorite hour of the show, David.
What? The bonus hour? Or when you call
in? The bonus hour is my favorite hour.
Or any hour that Stephen A. Leahy calls in while in a tree in Michigan picking apples. All right. Stop. It's not about you, Steve. Steve, it's not all about you, okay? Next time you're on, you know, we could dive deeper into your personal challenges. But, hey, let's talk about a couple called me. They own their home free and clear. They thought they did, but they forgot about the $100,000 mortgage mom had on it, and they had a tax sale that they had to pay up the tax, the property taxes went into collection because they didn't pay it. An investor bought it. They have until November 3rd or November 10th, a lot of time to figure this one out, cannot get them a mortgage because of the credit score of the borrowers. And I remember what you told me during one of our joyful rides downtown together, that you could stop a property tax sale with a bankruptcy. Can you quickly talk about that?
Yes, this is the third call I've gotten in the last 2 weeks about this. So that, you know, the redemption is when the period's over, when you must pay that property tax. And you have to pay the full amount. They're not going to give you any payment plan or anything. So if you don't pay the full amount, you lose your home. So what do? Well, Chapter 13 bankruptcy can help you save that home because it'll give you up to five years to pay that tax back. And it stops the sale, and you can redeem your property that way. So if you need to, if you don't pay it, it's going to get sold. So this is one way you can do it over a period of time. You don't have to come up with the big cash right up front.
And I've been doing this for 20 years, and I just found out about that about 6 weeks ago. So that just, listen, this show teaches me new pieces of information, and I did not know that, and I've been friends with Steve for like a year. I've known him for a longer time, but I've just been friends with him for a year. Everybody's like, I get that now. That's a good joke.
It took a lot of work on my part to get that, too.
I know. Well, you know, you're not very likable, and it takes time to build a relationship with you. So if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Call me, 312-664-6649.
All right, take it easy and don't fall out of the tree and put the old style down. 312-981-7200. That's the way he rolls. That's the way he rolls. 312-981-7200. We have Ray Kaplan on the phone, our student loan assassin. Okay, again, I'm a marketing genius, Northern Illinois University.
Oh, yeah.
18 on my ACT, Roy, three times. Don't push it. Student loan assassin. That is what she's putting on her bumper stickers. And we got a Ray, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? I really do like that nickname.
You see? Marketing 101. Just everybody marketing degree, Northern Illinois, 1988.
Ray, we have to stop inflating his ego, please.
I'm just telling you.
He's getting taller.
Might be nice for, you know, might be nice to have such an extinguished, you know, alumni come up and maybe talk to the young men and women, but haven't gotten that call yet. Okay, so.
Wait, did you say it might be nice to have an extinguished alumni?
You did say that.
Did I?
You did. That's why you're not invited.
I'm in marketing, not in English. All right, so back off, basement boy. Okay, so here. So I got Lucas from Buffalo Grove. Heard the show, heard the last time you were on. Okay, and this is important for all of our listeners out there. He called to ask what to do if his child is starting college in the fall but does not qualify for enough student loans to cover his tuition. So can you explain to our listeners that have similar challenges? Number one, colleges shouldn't be that expensive. So that's my little freak out there. So let's get back to you. Okay, so what is all of this about Parent PLUS loans? Can you give us a quick synopsis of that so our listeners have something to work with? Then I have another question and then another scenario. Go ahead.
Sure. The main takeaway I want WGN listeners to know is to not take out private loans when your child who's entering college does not qualify for all the federal student loans that you thought they were going to qualify for. Most of the time, they're only going to qualify for between $5,000 and $7,000 in federal student aid, and then parents a lot of times start looking around to borrow on private student loans, and that's really a bad idea. Instead, what you should do is you should apply for federal Parent PLUS loans. You can do that by going to studentaid.gov. It is a good idea to give us a call so that we can strategize with you about which of the two parents should be the federal Parent PLUS loans borrower. That's very important because it will have everything to do with whether or not you have to pay the entire loan back or maybe just a very small percentage of the loan and get tax-free forgiveness after a certain amount of time. So, but there are federal Parent PLUS loans available for almost everybody. Everybody asks me or they think, well, oh, I probably won't qualify for it. Yes, you will qualify for it. Everybody qualifies for them.
All right, we have a texter that texted at the beginning, so we will get this up on our podcast at WGNDavid.com so this listener can hear your answer. I have a school loan of $60,000 I took out of a bank loan because of my home. What? I took the okay, so it sounds like they took out a $60,000 mortgage against their home that was worth $100,000. Does it make more sense for me to pay the school loan with that loan, or should I do a refinance of my home to pay off the school loan? What makes more sense? I don't understand that question.
Right. I think what they're trying to say is, does it make sense for them to take out a home equity loan in order to pay off their student loans? And the answer to that is, and you know, Dave and I, you and I talk about this a lot, it really depends on whether or not the loan that they're referring to is a private loan or a federal loan. If it's a federal loan, 9 times out of 10, we don't recommend doing that because the federal statute that governs all federal student loans will allow you to pay very little or just a percentage of what you owe on that federal loan. So we don't recommend taking out a home equity line of credit and paying off the entire balance unless we've first gone over with you what all the payment plans are available for you under the federal statute. So if it's a private loan, then likely that is going to make sense. And you can call us and we can walk you through and determine for you whether or not you have a federal loan or a private loan. That distinction is very, very important here.
So I'm in Josh's Hot Dogs on Sanders Road in Northbrook because they make delicious Grecian chicken. I'm just telling you, I know Roy's Lake and the bacon double cheeseburger is great too with the with the grilled onions, and I agree with you, it's delicious. I thought I had a heart attack 2 weeks ago, Roy, so I'm eating better. So I went in to get the Greek. I swear to God, I thought I was done. So I'm eating Grecian chicken and I'm waiting there, and then a fraternity brother calls me. He has two daughters. He owns his home free and clear, Ray. I introduced you to him last night via email. He has about $100,000 worth of federal student loans. And he's like, hey, Hawk, I need a loan. I said, well, hey, slow your roll. Let me get you in touch with Ray. I could easily take out some type of loan against your $400,000 home you own free and clear. Don't do anything until you talk your situation over with Ray. And if Ray says that you are to consolidate and first and go with her, that's what we do. If not, I'll connect you with the mortgage and we'll get you squared away. But you need to talk to Ray first. I connected you and my good friend last night, Brent, via email, and you're going to be having conversations as to the best situation for him and his family. But you know, he decided to have smart girls, and that's what you get, Roy. $100,000 student loan. Okay, whatever. That's his fault. So here, I got another one. I got this email yesterday. Longtime listener to your show, and someone you helped refinance a home. Okay, referred me to you. Here's the question. Is it advantageous for this email listener, for her to pay off their mortgage in the next 18 months, or will low debt cause a disadvantage for FAFSA student loans in 2023? Financial background. I'm at the back quarter of my career, and I experienced corporate downsizing 3 times. I expect I will face another furlough before I retire. Should this come to fruition, I am not confident I will have another job equal to my current salary. sounds familiar to like all of our listeners. I have a high school sophomore and college expenses in 2.5 years. I am making monthly additional principal payments on a 4 1/8 loan maturing in 2032. I already paid off 66% of my home, so they got a lot of equity in the home, Ray. The additional principal payments do not interfere with maximizing 401k, catch-up contributions, blah, blah, blah. Credit cards are good. What do you recommend for all of our listeners that meet this similar situation?
Right. The short answer is, the answer to the question is no. It's not going to hurt them in terms of FAFSA and applying for federal Parent PLUS loans, or really for their students applying for federal direct Stafford subsidized and unsubsidized loans. They're not, the mortgage is not so much what's going to be taken into consideration. Much more so is going to be the parent's income and, to some extent, assets like 529 accounts. But I would say the short answer, without analyzing that person's situation in person, I would say that no, they should go ahead and pay off their mortgage, because in terms of applying for federal student loans, they're going to qualify. The main thing that they look at when you're applying for federal Parent PLUS loans is they're mostly credit-based. So you just don't want to have a bankruptcy on your credit report within 3 to 5 years when you're applying for federal Parent PLUS loans, or late payments on credit cards, or other delinquencies or other negative marks on your credit. But the main rule of thumb is that if you can qualify for a Capital One credit card, you'll qualify for a federal student loan.
All right, and your phone number for our listeners, do it slowly, because you talk fast like I talk fast, and I tell everybody I'm trying to slow her down. So what's your phone number, Ray?
Sure, it's 312-294-8989.
One more time.
312-294-8989.
You are awesome, Ray, the assassin, the student loan assassin, Roy.
Thank you so much.
It's a killer.
Basement boy, yeah. Student loan assassin. We got to come up with Byron and Amy. Got to be careful, Amy, because we do a lot of business together. 312-981-7200, MicroPros, call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, home stretch here. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, download podcasts of previous shows. And what we're doing, we've got green screens in here. Erica, our audio video wizard, is creating audio files and kind of like 2-3 minute videos of all of some of the exciting segments. There'll be none of me, obviously. But
Dancing Hochbergs.
Yeah, Dancing Hochbergs.
Singing Hochbergs.
Both, dancing and singing. I'm doing dance lessons after my singing lessons, and those aren't going so well either. So you go to WG.
Save your receipt, right?
Save my receipt. Yeah, money-back guarantee. 312-981, and they have to reinforce the floor. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to start doing calls and text questions for all our experts. Joe, you have a concrete question for Byron.
Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call. I had a patio. It's about 12 years old. When we put the patio in, the guy that did it talked us into putting slate 12x12 tiles on there. All over the years, the slate tiles are starting to chip. They're popping up. What can I do? Can these be taken up and a skim coat put down, or is there something I can do with the cement patio?
Yeah, what I'd recommend is removing those. And I have a good epoxy company I work with. That they come out and they can take all the glue off and everything and shot blast it and re-epoxy it. Is the patio still in good shape, or you don't know? Was it in good shape when you put a slate over, or was it fairly new?
Yes, it was. It's about 10 years old, but it was in very good shape. I've had a couple of tiles replaced already, and when they took those tiles up, the concrete looked real nice, no cracks or anything.
Right. Yeah, that's what definitely I could. I have two companies. One does an overlay, and I have another company I work with. They do an epoxy coating. Because we could do a skim coat, but you really want to lean towards the epoxy, because this company will guarantee it for a couple of years, and it's a nice product. You could pick colors, patterns, and I totally recommend it. Instead of, if your patio's in good shape, that's the way to go. But you can reach us at 708-863-5735.
One more time.
708-863-5735, or go to AndreasConstruction.com.
Lou, welcome to the show. You got a question for Byron from Robert Andreas and Son.
Yes, I do. A couple questions, actually. First one is,
my concrete sidewalk has sunk 4 inches from where it joins the porch. I wonder, should I have this replaced or raised?
Okay.
Concrete's in great shape.
Then it's in good shape. Then you'd give Roy a permaseal call. The poly raising is a perfect thing. As long as the concrete's in good shape, it can be raised.
Okay. And is there a guesstimate on what something like this would cost?
Right.
Well, we have a minimum charge to get the rig out there to do that. So what we normally do, if you just have like one square or something, we'll look at other pieces of concrete that we can reinforce to keep them from sinking in the future to cover that minimum charge. So I think it's $900-something to get the rig out there. But so we might be able to do something for your neighbors, or you may have other pieces of concrete that we can do and guarantee.
That's what I was going to say. If you got some neighbors and, you know, if you get a couple houses together, it's going to help the cost of bringing the truck out.
But you probably usually don't have to look very far to find other sunken concrete. Concrete that you worried about sinking in the future, we can treat that so it won't sink and you have a guarantee on it.
Well, you were just telling us about that brand new Abrams World War II tank that you have that you roll over people's driveways to sink in case you got knocked out a couple of them.
Came from our Hochberg marketing.
Another marketing gem. Any other questions, Lou?
Yeah, I do. My driveway, it's flaking or whatever. I'm not sure of the terminology.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, would I be better off replacing it or doing an overlay?
Oh.
I plan on selling the house within a year.
Okay, if you plan on selling the house, what kind of shape is the driveway in? Is it shifting, lowered, is it cracked up, or besides the flaking? We call that flaking or shaling.
The driveway's in great shape.
I would definitely look at getting epoxy or an overlay on it. It's because you're looking at probably 20-30% more to tear it out, replace it. But if you're going to be selling a house like that too, but you're going to get guys out there to come over. They're going to skim coat it, and anybody, Amy, you could say this. Anybody walking up the house sees a skim coat driveway, you could tell it's skim coat. It ain't going to last unless it's done properly with an epoxy or an overlay with the couple companies I work with. So that is definitely somebody's going to spot that right away.
I just cringe. Right. So, yes, please get the job done right. You spend a little extra money to do something the right way.
And it's the first thing that people are going to look when they get out of the car, right? Curb appeal. Yep.
Definitely. So who can I contact?
You can give us a call at our office, and I can direct you to the two companies I work with. That's 708-863-5735.
You got that, bud?
No, say it one more time, please.
708-863-5735.
You all set, Lou?
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy, hang tight. Tell Andrew what type of Mr. Floor cleaning product you have. Roy Spencer, 773. Should you get your sump pump checked every year?
Yes. We have a service, our annual maintenance service. We'll come out and not only check your sump pump, we'll clean your sump pit. We'll check your plumbing, your check valve. If you have a battery, change a battery and high water alarm. We can do a full inspection of your foundation all for like, I think, $115 for our annual inspection service. So you certainly should do that. If you really want to have peace of mind, you do like David does, and you'll have the basement defender, which checks your sump pump every day, not just once a year. So at least once a year, I have your whole system maintained.
All right, Amy, this one's for you. Then we're going to hit a break from 847 at 11 o'clock earlier in the show, I should say. My home needs carpet, etc., from having pets. Would like to move. Would it be advisable to use a HELOC, home equity line of credit, from Sherry Jenna, for a down payment and move into the new home, then do needed repairs and sell? I'll let you answer first from the realtor standpoint, and then I'll answer from a lender standpoint. So you're first.
Yes, so if you want the most amount of money out of your property, yes, you want to take care of those issues and be careful because you may have, if the animals have urinated on the carpet, then you may need to handle the subfloor too. So be careful that you just aren't putting carpet down when you need to seal or replace that subfloor also. But most amount of money, that's what you're going
to
do.
And it doesn't make sense to sell a home empty without anything in it, or should there be belongings in it for showing?
No, in some cases you're better off with it empty than with stuff in it.
Okay, and that was for pets. Now, on the HELOC side, to buy a new home while holding another home, you have to qualify for both. And if you own your own home free and clear, which we're talking to a lot of borrowers that do that want to buy a new home, we strongly recommend that they go get a HELOC to do the necessary work that they need to do, put a little perfume on the pig in order to get their property ready to roll, and then have that bigger amount of money to either buy the other house that they're buying outright or to put a huge down payment on the other place, basically taking the equity out of the home that you're about ready to sell. Get a down payment on your new home, keep the payment low, so when you sell your current home, you don't have to refinance the other loan. Byron, you
want
to
What's the definition of a HELOC?
Home Equity Line of Credit, which is a checkbook against your home, which enables homeowners to write checks against the equity that they have, and you pay interest on the money until you pay it all off.
Gotcha.
Very simple. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We have a special tribute to our executive producer. Her name is Ashley Bynum. Or Bynum. Bynum? Bynum. Bynum. Ashley. We'll just go with Ashley. Her grandmother, her grandmother, Patricia, passed away, 89 years old. So we have a special tribute. She loved Frank Sinatra, so we're going to do a little tribute to Patricia for Ashley and her family at the end of the show. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
The sun is shining down. Burns my feet.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for podcasts of previous shows and all of our experts' contact information. Byron, will you also remove brick pavers in order to do a new concrete patio?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. That's just the same thing as tearing out something, but we'll remove it, haul it away.
309. This is for Amy and Roy. I'm in the process of finishing a basement with two bedrooms. Okay, you got that now? One has no window. The other has a small window that does not open. We are looking at egress window in living area. Does this make the bedroom legal? Roy, how much would that cost to put it in again?
Well, probably $5,000 to $10,000, depending on code and access, things like that.
All right, Amy, does that make it a legal bedroom in the basement with an egress window?
No, has to be in the bedroom.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Take the door off the bedroom, no extra egress needed then. I don't know what that means, but okay. Thank you for that thought. Do you need to, so here's another one. Listen, we're like egress window questions flowing in here. 847, do you need to do anything to make an egress window secure against someone breaking into the house? Amy Roy.
Yeah, well, again, a lot of homes have egress windows that are burglars love because it's a nice big window to slide down and kick in and get in your home. So we have custom-made covers with locks on them that you can get out in case of a fire, but it can't be accessed from the outside. So you'd want these custom-made covers for those egress windows. So we can retrofit those onto your existing egress windows.
Amy?
Yep, exactly.
All right. We have Tyrone with a question for Byron. Thanks for calling, Tyrone. How can we help you?
Quick question. What is the most tried and true method of getting oil stains off the driveway?
Okay, this is a very common question. Lou Manfredini answered a couple times. It's a product. It's like not a muriate acid. I forget the exact name of the product, but one time he recommended laundry detergent. I tried it. It didn't work. Muriatic acid, a 50-50, like a 50% water, 50% muriatic acid, spray it on there, put it on there, let it set for maybe a little bit, 5-10 minutes, and power wash it off right away. And that should take it off. But you can't let it sit long because it'll start deteriorating the cream and the concrete. But it should take that oil stain. If that also, I know Ace Hardware has a couple products that I can't think of the name right now. I think Bone is one of them, but there's a couple of companies out there that I know McCann Industries has a product that removes oil stains. So, but the old trick, I've done it. I tried it. I tried it with vinegar too one time, with vinegar 50-50 or straight vinegar. Let it sit on there for a couple minutes and then wash it off. So it'll work. But sometimes once that oil stains, if it's been on there for a while and it's through the concrete, the pores, it may be there for a while. So,
The easiest way, Byron, is just to rip the whole damn thing out.
Yeah.
And put a new one in.
Or don't let the oily cars park on it. But, you know, that happens. It happens in new cars. So it's those are the quick remedies that you could try. The muriatic acid with the 50-50, 50 water, 50 muriatic acid, and then try the vinegar, too. I've tried that. So there's all different kinds of solutions, so just got to keep working at it.
All right, Tyrone, hang tight. Andrew's going to pick you up for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. What is the... Hang on one second. I lost it. I had it right here. Here it is. So I had a guy that had a question about his homeowner's insurance. Here it is. 530 area code. Don't know where that is, but okay. My homeowner's insurance has gone from $1,700 to $9,000 over 3 years. I need to refinance or recast in order to afford the increase. What is a reasonable fee to refinance? Well, hold on. First of all, what the hell's going on with that?
Insurance or taxes?
It's my homeowner's insurance has gone up. I would understand taxes because you live in Illinois,
right?
Gone from $1,700 to $9,000 over 3 years. That's what the texter says. So here's what the first thing you do is call Jimmy Talent at Allstate. He's my insurance guy. He's phenomenal. Forget about it. He's unbelievable. 630-834-5678. Talk to Jimmy, and then I'll answer the question about the refinance. Costs between $2,000 and $2,500 to refinance. If we need an appraisal, it'll be...
That homeowner's insurance probably went up here, maybe a bunch of claims on it or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, something's right. Going
from
on,
17
right?
to 9,000.
Something's not right there. 847, Byron, can you talk about stamped concrete over a concrete sidewalk? Is it feasible, and is it costly?
Yes. Like I said, for regular concrete price, and then the next step is exposed aggregate, then the third step is stamp color concrete, and you're probably 30 to 40% higher than regular concrete, because you have the concrete's mixed in the truck, the color, they charge you $200 per truck to wash it out, you have stamps, you got release, you got the sealer, there's all more steps involved in it, and the material costs for concrete probably about for just plain old concrete, from regular concrete to putting a color in it, you're talking about another $80 per yard. So, yeah, you're looking at 30-40% higher than regular concrete.
But can I make a recommendation? And before you put tiles over your concrete, just go stamp it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, the tiles, I've seen tiles over porches and stuff, and people will do that before they sell. You know, it's pretty high in the Pilsner area in Cicero and Burrow, and a lot of people do this. And tiles are slippery.
Yes.
You know, and
they crack.
And they crack. So
I got a question from a gentleman, a listener we're doing a loan for. He's getting ready to close on his home. And Amy could jump in here because we had a similar experience when she sold my home. Do you recommend homeowners test sump pumps before they close on their new home? Home buyers, I'm sorry. New home buyers, before they buy a home, should they have their sump pumps checked in the home that they're about ready to buy?
Oh, absolutely. And normally, like I say, building inspectors are going to do that and include their in report. But absolutely, I mean, that's...
Home inspector.
Has to work.
Correct, the home inspector.
And we had a situation in the home that I sold, Roy, that Amy helped me sell in 4 days, by the way. Their inspector came out and opened the door, and they saw your Defender, like, bam! Like this thing is just like, wow, look at this, right? We got the Cadillac of sump pumps here. And what happened? Why don't you explain quickly to our listeners what happened to me?
He went and tested it, and the alarm went off, of course, because it's supposed to go off. And so then
my
we
home
got
alarm.
A phone call. Right.
Home alarm.
Because the Defender's connected, right? Because all of a sudden there was a sump pump issue. So then they were freaking out on how do we handle this situation, because the alarm just went off.
Right. So now the alarm's going off. Beep, beep, beep. I'm getting text messages. My wife's getting text messages. It's 80 degrees out, not a cloud in the sky. And the home inspector, the guy's doing his job, right? But word to the wise for the homeowners: if your home is getting inspected and they test the sump pump, you're probably going to get a call from your alarm company or your basement flood detector company, telling you, hey, you know, your Defender from Permaseal saying, hey, you got a flood, and it's a beautiful day. So it's a little crazy. We have a lot of texters and a lot of callers calling in. What's the name of the spray epoxy guy? His name is David Haas, H-A-A-S. The name of the company in Villa Park is Miracle Method, and you could go to miraclemethod.com/Chicago, or you could call 630-832-2250, 630-832-2250. We have a special tribute to Ashley and her family for the passing of her grandmother, Patricia, who was 89. God bless her. So let's get out of here. Amy, say goodbye.
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
And for the Great Estate, if our listeners want to reach out to the Great Estate, I have the phone number right here, 847-805-8878. 847-805-8878. I got your back, Amy.
Thank you, Amy Kite
from Keller Williams Infinity, not Amy Kite team. But Byron Andreas from the Robert Andreas and Son Company, the concrete company that sponsors this show and is an expert on the show and the Lou Manfredini show. If our listeners want to reach you guys, how do they do that?
Give us a call at 708-863-5735 or go to andreasconstruction.com.
Roy Spencer, if our listeners want to reach PermaSeal for the their basements or get the concrete lifted, what number?
800-421-7325.
And if you want to reach me during the week, it's 855-56-DAVID or go to 56david.com. Ashley is a huge part of the show, just like Sammy and Andrew and just like Erica and all the other experts on the show. Whenever one of our family members goes down, we all pain, we all are hurt. So this is in honor of Ashley and her grandmother who passed away recently, 89 years old. God bless her. May she rest in peace. Frank Sinatra was one of her favorite singers, and this is for Ashley's grandmother, Patricia. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the light